themselves.
Now, the statement from the White House did suggest that you oppose this particular legislation. Is this something, if SOPA or PIPA crossed the president's desk, would he veto it?
We said the principles would be met for us to engage on legislative activity to support this policy objective, that is to reduce the adverse economic effects of the loss of intellectual property because of piracy. So we, in fact, have asked Congress for legislation. So I want to be very careful. We did not say anything specifically in opposition to a particular piece of legislation. We laid out our principles for how we would consider engagement. And we said we want legislation this year, but under these circumstances. And oh, by the way, I would also point out one of our key points in the letter was acknowledging that there's a lot we can do together absent legislation, and we will not wait for congressional action to keep moving to get voluntary industry standards activities. To tie it back to the energy discussion, the way in which the utility sectors voluntarily agreed to share data in a standardized format is a voluntary action we celebrate today, much like the content community and the tech industry might voluntarily agree on measures to reduce the economic effects of piracy. And so we celebrated and encouraged those discussions to take place.
Do you think there's an inherent conflict of interest between the protection of IP and the freedom of information? I mean, can the internet exist without violating intellectual property?
I don't see these as mutually exclusive.